This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, believes that humans have affected the Earth's climate. Faso and Representative Elise Stefanik, Republican from Essex County, on March 15th, joined a House resolution that says humans have had an impact on climate change. Stefanik and former Representative Chris Gibson previously signed a similar resolution in 2015. Last week, new Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt said he does not believe carbon dioxide is a primary contributor to climate change. Quote, I think that measuring with precision human activity on the climate is something very challenging to do, and there's tremendous disagreement about the degree of impact, so no, I would not agree that it's a primary contributor to the global warming that we see, end quote, he told CNBC. Quote, but we don't know that yet. We need to continue the debate and continue the review and the analysis, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Chelsea Diana reports in the Albany Business Review that the Kinderhook Bank Corp's National Union Bank of Kinderhook is buying Patriot Federal Bank, based in Canajoharie, New York. Kinderhook Bank will have 11 offices in 5 counties. The Columbia County-based bank has been expanding in the Albany area recently, too, and now has $601 million in total assets, $446 million in loans, and $521 million in deposits. The bank was founded in 1853 and only expanded outside of the county in 2007. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Lauren Stanforth reports in the Albany Times-Union that the state police and the state health department are far behind on answering questions for public documents, with more than 100 FOIL requests still pending from 2015. Most agencies, such as the State Comptroller's Office and the State University of New York's Administrative Office, are current on FOIL, or Freedom of Information Law, requests. The Times-Union said it waited for 2 years for safety and inspection reports for Capital Region ambulances. Quote, the health department stands by its record of thoughtful and timely review of all records requested by the public, said Gary Holmes, an agency spokesperson. The story coincides with Sunshine Week, an annual nationwide celebration of access to public information. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that in Westerlo in Albany County, there was a discussion of broadband and cell service at the town meeting March 7th. Dorothy Virch, chairwoman of the town's broadband committee, said the committee is looking to identify areas just outside Westerlo where Mid-Hudson Cable could expand internet coverage. Virch is gathering data for a presentation at the April town board meeting so that Mid-Hudson Cable can be approached in May. She noted that plans for the county to expand internet to the hill towns would likely not reach Westerlo as internet and cable companies besides Mid-Hudson Cable have not expressed interest in the area. The application for Tarpon Tower's 120 to 140-foot cell tower on Route 405 was moved to March 28th, with a visibility test Monday, March 20th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Quote, people will be able to get the feeling of what the tower will look like in that area, end quote, said Virch. Note, Mid-Hudson Cable is an underwriter of WGXC. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.